Let's talk about some waiver wire pickups for week 22. Let's kick it off with Miles McBride. Miles McBride has mostly lived in Jalen Brunson's shadow this year, but when given the opportunity, he has looked pretty good. And I think Coach Tom Thibodeau is finally recognizing his efforts. He inserted him into the starting lineup 3 games ago, and he has not disappointed. He's nearly doubled his scoring and 3-point makes, and I think this may be a reasonable floor for him down the stretch. Over the past month, he's been just outside of the top 100, scoring around 12 points a night, grabbing around 2 rebounds, dishing out 2.5 assists, getting around 1.1 stocks, and shooting at 49% from the field. And he's also knocking down 2.2 three-pointers per game, which is a big reason why he has the value he does. He's coming off of a game where he just played a full 48 minutes. Him and Josh Hart are the only two players to do that this season, and I think his minutes are going to be pretty heavy for the foreseeable future. The Knicks still don't have a timeline for Julius Randle. OG Anunoby just got hurt again and re-aggravated his elbow, and I think Mitch Robinson still is recovering from his injury. So I think McBride has a solid pathway to success down the stretch. The Knicks play 4 times this week, and if you need a guard that can score in a hurry, I would definitely pick up McBride. Next up, I want to talk about Keon Ellis. Ellis is rostered in 20% of leagues, and he has come a long way from being an undrafted player in 2022 and playing on two-way contracts. The Kings just signed him to a 3-year deal in February, and I think they're going to give him a good look down the stretch. While he is a bit raw as a scorer, he is a pretty elite defender, and over the last 2 weeks, he's actually been inside of the top 40 in 9 category leagues. During that time, he's averaged around 8 points per night, grabbed around 3.5 rebounds, dished out nearly 2 assists, but he's gotten 2.3 steals per game and 1.3 blocks per night. And he shot at 54% from the field. And he's also knocked down 1.7 three-pointers per game. Some of his value is inflated by the fact that Kevin Huerter has been out of the lineup, and he's pretty much filled in for the last 5 games. But I think he's shown enough to where even when Huerter does return to the lineup, I think Ellis will have a pretty solid role in this offense. The Kings also play 4 times this week, and if you're looking for a shooting guard / small forward, he is definitely someone to consider, especially for his defensive prowess. Lastly, I want to talk about someone I mentioned before, Marvin Bagley. Of course, this one is a bit of a risk, but if he can stay healthy, he has a great chance to have a solid finish. He was the big winner in the Daniel Gafford trade, but he just hasn't been healthy. He's missed 9 games up until this last one when he came back, and he just has kind of been this way throughout his career. He's only managed to play 37 games per season during his time in the NBA, and I think there's a decent shot that he gets nicked up down the stretch, but if he holds up for the next week or two, you could maybe get some good starting production out of him. With the Wizards focused on the lottery and them already being without Kyle Kuzma, Tyus Jones, and now Jordan Poole being day-to-day, they have very little incentive to rush their starters back. So players like Bagley could get a good look down the stretch. Since joining the Wizards, he has been pretty productive on the nights that he has been able to suit up, scoring around 13 points, grabbing around 8.5 rebounds, dishing out 1.5 assists, getting 1.4 stocks per night, and also shooting at 56% from the field. And he also makes about 0.5 three-pointer per game, so that's an added bonus. Of course, the biggest thing is the injury downside, but if you can absorb that risk, I think he's worth an add. Those are 3 waiver wire pickups for week 22. Thank you so much for watching. Please subscribe and let me know your thoughts on the fantasy playoffs in the comments below.